As you've heard in the news, though, the Liberal Democrats are facing potentially their worst election performance since the 1980s, with a sharp fall in their share of the vote. They suffered major losses in Luton and Milton Keynes. Labour have retained control in Luton, but have gained 11 seats, 9 of those from the Lib Dems and 2 from the Conservatives. Well, a source close to Nick Clegg has just told the BBC that the election results are a very tough night, a very bad night, and a very difficult night for hard-working councillors. It is obviously a defeat, but we are not surprised that in the short term there are results like this for taking the difficult decisions. The Energy Secretary, Chris Hume, acknowledged that his party had done badly.
I think it's inevitable that if you have midterm elections, governments do badly, and these are the first midterm elections that the Liberal Democrats have had since 1945. So we've not been in government, and this is something that inevitably we're going to pay the price for, given that we've had to take some extremely tough decisions to clear up with Labour's mess.
Well, John Curtis, the from the University of Strathclyde, said it could be the Liberal Democrats' worst ever result in England.
I think these figures now clearly indicate that this is a bad night for the Liberal Democrats. At 15%, their figure is, of course, a little bit better than many in the opinion poll, but they always do rather better in local elections. And in fact, as compared with previous Liberal Democrat local election performances, this is probably going to go down as the worst night for the Liberal Democrats since the formation of the party following the merger of the Liberals and the SDP following the 1987 general election.
The Conservatives have made some losses, but the Housing Minister and MP for Welland Hatfield, Grant Shapp, says the Tory vote is holding up so far.
A year into a government where we've had to take some of the most difficult decisions literally since the war, stop the country from going bust, make those really difficult choices, to be in that position is not too bad.
Well, counts will take place later in Hertfordshire, where the Conservatives are very dominant, and in Buckinghamshire, where UKIP have put up the most number of candidates anywhere in the country. And in Bedford, voters will be waiting to see what the outcome of the mayoral elections will be. And we'll have to wait until tonight before we know the result of the referendum on whether to change the way we elect MPs. The indications of those in favour of keeping existing first-past-the-post system is that those people who voted in favour of keeping the first-past-the-post have won.